and it looks like the Warriors will get it. McDaniels with the basketball. He'll set up the offense. 7:55 to play underway here in the first quarter. Had a shot put up by Straestner. It's no good. Pulled down by Blake Rogers for the Bears. Up to Cray now. Cray across the timeline. He gives it over to Boddy. Now over to Blake Rogers. Rogers gets it back to Cray. Cray outside near the wing. Cray calls out his play, sets it up, gets it over to Boddy. Boddy back to Blake Rogers. Now over to Cray. Cray back to Blake Rogers at the top of the key. Back to Cray now. Cray at the top of the key. Mid-range jumper from the free throw line is no good, and it's pulled down by Mick Adams for the Warriors. Back on offense now. Archer with the basketball. Archer calls out his play, gets it over to McDaniels. McDaniels gets a screen set by Archer, now gives him the ball. Archer gives it back to McDaniels, back to Archer. Archer now gives it over to Carl. Carl outside here. Carl gives it back to Archer. Archer back to Carl. Carl gets it down low to McAdams. McAdams outside to McDaniels. He drives inside, mid-range hook shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, though, and he's under the basket. Puts it back up for two, and it's good. Well, we've got a call here. I'm not sure what they called, but they're going to let it keep on going. McDaniels gets the credit for the 2 points there. And we've got our first score of the evening, 2-0, early first quarter. Ridgefield leading the Bears. Back on offense, Nathaniel Rogers with it. Gives it to Cray, now to Boddy. Boddy still with it, picks up his dribble near the wing, needs some help. Boddy gets it over to Blake Rogers. Now outside to Nathaniel Rogers for three. It's good. Nathaniel Rogers for three. And that puts the Bears up 3-2 now with 6:15 to play in the first quarter. Back on offense, Archer with the basketball. Archer gets it over to Carl. Now back to Archer. Archer gets it down low to Straestner. Straestner gives it to a wide-open Carl down low, and he will knock it off his defender's legs, off the leg of Gavin Boddy, and it will stay with the Warriors. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Bears lead it 3-2 here. Ridgefield basketball. That's Straestner. He inbounds it. He gives it right to number three, McAdams. Passes it out to Carl for three. His shot no good. Cray with the rebound. Pushes it up the floor to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gets it tipped away and stolen by Archer. Archer with the steal, and he will bring it up the floor solely as he comes across the timeline. He gets it up to McAdams. McAdams now to McDaniels. They set up the play. McDaniels with the basketball. 5:35 to play in the first quarter. Gets it over to McAdams. McAdams down low. Impressive play to Straestner. He's up for two, and it's good. So the Warriors back on top now. 4-3 our score. 5:24 to play in the first quarter. Boddy with the basketball. He drives inside. Mid-range jumper after he picked up his dribble will not go, and it's pulled down by McAdams. McAdams gets it up to Archer. Archer, calls out his play. Gets it over to number four. That's McDaniels, and they come across the timeline. McDaniels back to Archer. Archer still with the basketball outside near the wing. He gets it over to number four. That is McDaniels. McDaniels going to get it down low to McAdams. Puts it up for two, and it's good. Pardon me, that was Straestner. It had the bucket down low. Bears back on offense. Now that was Straestner's fourth point. Blake Rogers with the basketball. Rogers gets it over to Cray. Now to Boddy. Boddy back to Cray. Now down low to Jones. Jones outside to Nathaniel Rogers for three. It's no good off the rim. And it's pulled down by Straestner for Ridgefield. They get it up to Archer. He'll bring it up the floor. Archer across the timeline. 4:24 to play in the first quarter. They get it over to McDaniels. Now over to Straestner. Straestner tried to get it down low to Carl. Almost stolen away. But number three, McAdams, recovered the pass and put it up for two. And it's good. Cray with the basketball now. He's across the timeline. 4:05 to play in the first quarter. 8-3 our score. Ridgefield leading it by five. Bears need a good offensive possession here. Boddy over to Jones. Now over to Blake Rogers. Now to Cray. Cray at the top of the key. Drives inside. Puts up a layup. No good off the rim. And it'll be down by Ridgefield. Ridgefield back on offense with the basketball. Archer across the timeline. 3:45 to play in the first quarter. They lead it by five with the basketball. Gets it over to McAdams. McAdams gets it back to Archer. He's going to launch a deep three, and it went in. And Coach Godwin absolutely not thrilled with his team. 11-3 our score. Bears have got to get something going. 3:35 left in the first quarter. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. 11-3 our score, 3:35 left here in the first quarter. Both teams coming out of the huddle after the timeout. Coach Godwin wanted to talk things over after they took a monster lead here in the early first quarter. 8-point lead as Archer came down the floor and absolutely just drained a three. He was probably in between the top of the key and the midcourt line. That was a very deep three by him in his first 3 points of the ball game. Back on offense, Bears with the basketball. Cray with it here. Cray outside near the wing, drives near the top of the key, gives it outside to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers picks up his dribble, gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers picks up his dribble, gets it over to Boddy. Boddy drives inside. He's stripped of the basketball, but it's going to roll out of bounds off the hands of the Warriors, and it will be Bear basketball. Got a sub checking in here. Number 23, Curtis Michaels, will check in for number 32, Andrew Jones. On the inbound, they get it right to Curtis. Curtis puts it up for two. It's no good. And pulled down by Ridgefield. Ridgefield back on offense now. Streisner with it. Streisner still with the basketball out top. Calls it over to Archer. Archer going to pop another deep three, and it's no good. Pulled down by Cray. Cray gets it stolen away by McAdams. McAdams gets it over to Carl. Carl drives right inside, gets it blocked by Boddy. But number five, Streisner, recovered the ball, put it back up for two, and it's good. Bears trail it by double digits now, 13-3 our score. 2:30 to play in the first quarter. Blake Rogers with the basketball. Rogers gets it over to Boddy, stolen away by McAdams. Bears have got to clean it up on the offensive side of the floor if they want to stay in this ball game tonight. They get it in the corner to Streisner. Streisner drives inside, got a foul call. Curtis Michaels was set up for the charge, but they're going to call it a blocking foul. And so that will send number three, McAdams, to the free throw line for two free throws here. They call it on Curtis Michaels. He was set up for the charge. They didn't call it there. And again, Streisner at the free throw line now. It's up and no good on the first free throw. Michael's foul there is our first foul of the game tonight between both teams. Got two subs checking in here. Curtis Michaels going to check out, as well as Nathaniel Rogers, Jones, and Odell going to check in here. Streisner, second free throw up on the way. It is good. Streisner with seven tonight. 14-3 our score. Cray will come across the timeline. Bears with only 3 points here late in the first quarter. Odell with it here. Odell gets it back to Cray. Cray outside near the wing, steps just inside the three-point line, picks up his dribble, gives it out to Odell. Odell at the top of the key, now to Cray. Cray outside, drives inside, puts it up near the basket. His shot no good, off the hands of Ridgefield. It will be Bear basketball. Odell will get the inbound here. Odell gets it into Cray. Cray outside. Now he's going to give it down low to Boddy. Boddy puts it up for two, and it's absolutely blocked by Streisner. Streisner stuffed that one back and took it away from him. Streisner across the timeline gets it over to Archer. Archer, with 1:35 to play in the first quarter, calls out his offense. 14-3 our score. Bears trail it by 11. Archer gets it over to Carl. Carl outside near the wing gets it back to Streisner. Streisner at the top of the key over to McAdams. Now over to McDaniels, back to McAdams. Now to Streisner. Streisner still outside, gets it over to Carl. Carl over to Archer. Archer with a minute 10 to play in the first quarter. He gets it over to McDaniels. Now to Archer, back to number two, Carl. Carl outside near the right wing. Gets it down low to number three. That's McAdams. Skips it across to Streisner. Streisner drives inside off the foot of his defender. Andrew Jones going to steal away the basketball. Gives it up to Crane out of Boddy, and they will deflect it out of bounds. It was off the hands of Ridgefield Christian, and it will be Bear basketball with 53.4 seconds to play. Bears need, not sure you hold it for the final shot here even. You've got to get something put in the rim. Back on offense now with the Bears after the deflection. They get it down low to Boddy, and it's stolen away by Streisner. Streisner pulls it back outside. And they might wait for this clock to run out. It looks like the Bears might let them. Archer still with the basketball. Clock running. He's at mid-floor. 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. Still at mid-floor here. Under 30 seconds to play. Archer still with it here. Archer with 15 seconds to go, still at mid-floor. Richfield's coach calls out their play. They set up the offense. Streisner with it here. Streisner gets it down low to number three. McAdams puts up a shot. No good with 4 seconds left. Here we go with Cray. Cray gets it at the buzzer. It's good if it goes. No good off the rim. And that's the end of our first quarter. At the end of one, our score 14-3. The Bears trailing Richfield Christian. We're going to take a timeout. Back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And our ball game tonight being brought to you in part by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ashflat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, and the FNBC Community Bankers, some of the folks helping you bring the ball game tonight. Bears back on offense at the start of the second quarter. Cray with it here. Cray gets it outside to Odell. Odell going to pop a three. It's off the rim. No good. Cray gets the rebound. Back up for two, and it's good. Braden Cray with his first 2 points of the night, and that gets the Bears rolling here in the second quarter. 14-5 now our score. Bears trail it. 7:27 to go in the second quarter. Back on offense now with the Screaming Eagles. Number three, McAdams with it here. McAdams gets it over to Streisner. Streisner along the baseline gets it outside to Carl. Carl puts up a three. It's good. Carl for three, and that's his first three of the game. That puts them ahead 17-5 now after the big three-pointer there by them. Cray with the basketball. Cray gets it out to Blake Rogers. Now back to Cray. Cray gets it over to Boddy, and he's fouled as soon as he caught the basketball. This is going to be Ridgefield's first foul of the game. They call that on number three, McAdams, his first foul. And so they will inbound it here pretty much under the basket. They get it right into Boddy. Boddy on the baseline puts it up for two, and it's good. Gavin Boddy with his first 2 points of the game. And that puts the Bears behind by 10 now, 17-7, 6:46 to play in the second quarter. Carl with the basketball, going to watch it. Wide open three there. That's no good. Cray with the rebound here. Cray with the basketball. He's outside, guarded by Archer. Cray gets it over to Odell. Odell outside near the wing. 6:30 to play in the second quarter. Odell still with the basketball. He gets it over to number 15, Gavin Boddy. Boddy going to shoot a mid-range jumper. No good. Andrew Jones with the offensive rebound. Puts it back up for two. No good. Cray with the offensive rebound. His shot no good. And it's pulled down by Archer for Richfield. Almost stolen away there by Cray, but Archer recovers it. They're across the timeline now. 6:08 to play in the second quarter. He gets it over to Carl. Now over to McDaniels. McDaniels back to Carl. Carl gave it to McAdams. Now back outside to Carl for three. It's off the Springboks. No good. And they get it up to Cray. Now up to Odell. Bears back on offense. Odell gets it back to Cray. Cray thought about driving inside. Now Gavin Boddy going to shoot a three. It's good. Gavin Boddy for three, and that puts the Bears back within seven now, 17-10, with 5:46 to play in the second quarter. Richfield wants a timeout. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School, host of the 1A3 District Tournament. This is the semifinal boys round between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Richfield Warriors. The winner of this game will advance to play after the girls game tomorrow at 2:15. Around that time, they'll play number one, Mark Tree. Richfield with the basketball after they called the timeout. 5:35 to play in the second quarter. McDaniels with the basketball. McDaniels gets it over to Archer. Now over to number zero. That's Massey. Massey back to Archer now. Archer way outside here. Gets it over to McDaniels. McDaniels, 5:20 to play in the second quarter. Gets it back to Streisner. Streisner in the corner. Thought about driving inside. Back outside to Archer now. Archer, guarded by Odell. Archer going to drive straight inside, puts it off the glass. His shot no good. Pulled down by Jones. Now up to Cray. Cray up to a wide-open Gavin Boddy, puts up his shot. And Gavin Boddy called for travel. Gavin Boddy traveled with the basketball, and that's going to be a turnover on the Bears here. 17-10 our score, under 5 minutes to play before halftime. Streisner will bring the basketball up the floor. Streisner by far has been their best performer tonight with 7 points. McDaniels with the basketball. Gets it over to Massey, number zero. Now down low to Streisner. Streisner puts up a shot. No good, but he's fouled. And that's either going to be called on Andrew Jones or Gavin Boddy. I think they'll give it to Andrew. That's who they call it on. Andrew Jones, his first one. And that will send Streisner to the free throw line for two here. Streisner set for his first free throw. It's up on the way. It's good. Thought it was going to go out there for a second. Streisner with 8 points tonight. He has a chance at 9 right here. Streisner, second free throw up on the way. It is no good off the rim, but it's pulled down by McDaniels. McDaniels with the rebound, and he let it go out of bounds off his hands. And that will be a turnover on Richfield there. Bears back on offense now, Braden Cray with it. Cray comes across the timeline with 4:35 to play in the second quarter. Cray gets it over to Nathaniel Rogers, now over to Odell. Odell still with the basketball. He's at the top of the key, and he will set up the offense. Odell with it. Odell gets it out to Cray. Cray will drive inside, gets it down low to Andrew Jones, puts it up for two, and it's good. Andrew Jones with his first two of the game, and that puts the Bears back within six now, 18-12 our score, with 4:10 left before halftime. Bears have made a significant comeback after, well, Richfield's only scored 4 points here in the second quarter. Bears have scored 9. 14-3 was the score at the end of the first quarter, 18-12 now. They get it down low to double zero. That's Massey. Massey put up a shot. It's no good, but he's fouled, and we'll head to the free throw line. See, they call it on number 10, Nathaniel Rogers. That is his first foul. And again, that sends Massey to the free throw line. His first one up on the way is good. Massey has one more coming here. Massey, second free throw up on the way. It's no good off the rim, but it's pulled down by McDaniels for the offensive rebound. Andrew Jones could have had that one. They get it outside to McAdams. McAdams down low to Massey. Massey gets it stolen away by Nathaniel Rogers. Now up to Cray. Cray up across the timeline to Gavin Boddy. Up for two, and it's good. Gavin Boddy with 7 points now, and the Bears are back within 5. 19-14 our score with 3:30 to play in the first half. Archer with the basketball across the timeline. Gets it over to McDaniels. McDaniels with it here. Gets it over to number 5. That's Streisner. Now back over to McAdams. McAdams to McDaniels. Gets a download of Streisner. They're going to call that a quick foul on number 15, Gavin Boddy. And that will be Boddy's first foul of the evening. So it will be number 3, McAdams to inbound it here. McAdams looking for somebody to get it into. Gets it out to McDaniels. McDaniels thought about driving inside. Going to put up a jumper. It's no good. Last touch by the Bears. And Coach Godwin not happy with that call. That should be Bear basketball, but they're not going to let him have it. I had a pretty good view of that one. I'm almost certain it should be Bears basketball, but they're going to give it to Richfield here. McAdams inbounds it out to McDaniels. McDaniels drives inside, gets it outside to Massey. Massey traveled, and that'll be a turnover onto Richfield. It'll be Bears basketball now. Coach Godwin still jawing the official over that call. They get it into Cray. Cray going to bring it up the floor here. 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Cray gets it over to number 30, Garrett O'Dell in the corner. Back over to Cray. Cray gets it over to number 15, Gavin Boddy. Now back over to Cray. Cray drives along the baseline, gives it to a wide open Andrew Jones down low, and it's up for two and good. Andrew Jones with four, and the Bears have cut that lead to three, 19-6. Bears trailed it by 11 at the end of the first quarter. They have cut it to three now. Carl with the basketball. Carl calls out his play. He's picked up his dribble, needs some help at midfloor. Gets it to McAdams. Now back to Carl. Carl gets it over to Archer. Archer gets it down low to McAdams. McAdams to a driving Carl off the glass, and it's good. Carl with five now. They get it up the floor to Garrett O'Dell. O'Dell gets it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers back to Cray. Cray drives inside, puts his shot up off the glass. Impressive shot by him. And it rolls around the rim in for two, and that puts the Bears back within three, 21-18. Richfield back on offense. Archer with it here. Archer dribbles near midfloor. Going to run some clock here before halftime. Gets it out to McDaniels. He's going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good. It's up in the air. Garrett O'Dell pulls down the rebound. O'Dell will bring it across the timeline. O'Dell at the top of the key. Gets it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gets it over to Cray outside. Cray back to Rogers. Rogers gets it over to O'Dell. O'Dell back to Cray. Cray steps just inside the three-point line. Now he drives to the basket, puts up a shot off the glass, and it's good. Braden Cray has came out in this second quarter, and he's brought the Bears back within one now, 21-20, with a minute 02 to play in the second quarter. Right, Richfield fans wanted a wand down there on the other end, and they probably could have gave it to him as well. 53 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Richfield tracing her outside near midcourt. It's just going to run the clock out, it looks like. And now they start their offense. Stracener with it here. 37 seconds to play. Stracener looks for somebody to get it to. Stracener near midfloor. Still dribbling here. Gets it back to Archer. Archer. Going to keep on running that clock. 22 seconds to go before halftime. Archer gets it over to McDaniels. 15 seconds to go now. Probably start the offense around 10. McDaniels still with it. 10 seconds on the clock. Here we go. McDaniels with it. He drives straight to the basket, and he's going to lose the basketball. O'Dell with it. O'Dell gives it to Cray, and he can't get it up in time, but it's no good anyway. And that's the end of our second quarter and first half. Bears brought it back within one, 21-20. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with some halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears. Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And back here at the Hillcrest High School, 21-20 our score, 8:03 left before we are set for our third quarter here at the Hillcrest High School. Man, it's been a good game so far. Mammoth Spring Bears did not have a good first quarter, to say the least. 14-3 was the score at the end of our first quarter. And the Bears caught it up 21-20. And that's our score at halftime. Bears trail it by one as they head to the locker room 21-20. Coach Godwin clapping as he walked off the floor. So you got to know he's happy with his team's performance there in the second quarter. We're still adding up the totals here after the first half. But need to tell you this, the power outage yesterday postponed tonight's games, the championship games, to Saturday. And so we're playing two games here tonight, the two semifinal rounds, and then we will play the championship games tomorrow. Winner of this game advances to play Mark Tree following the girls' championship game, or at 2:15, whichever might come first. And they will play again Mark Tree. Whoever wins this game will advance to play Mark Tree. And I'm telling you, folks, we got to see Mark Tree here last night. They might win the whole stinking thing. They look, man, so good, I'm telling you. And had probably three players that could dunk the basketball. It'll be a tough challenge, whoever wins this, to advance to play Mark Tree. And again, we are here at the 1A3 District Tournament Boys semifinal game, the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Ridgefield Warriors. We're going to take another timeout, back with more halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Before we go to break there, Hayden, just want to let everyone know, tomorrow on K-Country 95 at 1 o'clock, we'll have the Class 3 District 10 first-round girls game from Houston, Missouri, as the Thayer Lady Bobcats will take on the Liberty Lady Eagles. And then you said that game down for the girls for the championship, that's at 1 o'clock. That's the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears versus Hillcrest. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and that'll be on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift.
Very good, very good.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection, so come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
The
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Well, the Bears have exited the locker room here. They've got to be proud of their performance there in the second quarter, bringing it back within a one-point ball game. 21-20 is our score here at halftime. Let's take a look at some individual stats here. Streisner leads all scores between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Ridgefield Warriors. He has 8 tonight. Carl has 5. Archer has 3. McDaniels and McAdams both have 2. And Massey has 1. As for the Mammoth Spring Bears, Body leads their side of the scorebook with 7. Jones has 4. Now let's see. Nathaniel Rogers has 3. Braden Cray contributing 6. All right, so we've got 3:27 left until we get underway back in the third quarter. Both teams are back on the floor warming up, and I think we're going to take another timeout here. We're back with your third quarter in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
I want to say thanks to some of the folks helping you bring the ball game tonight here on K-Country 95. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, FNBC Community Bankers, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Spring School District, all the folks helping you bring the ball game tonight. All right, so we've got the basketball game back underway now. Hillcrest will have the basketball to start things off. Again, our score at the half, 21-20, and the Bears have brought it back within 1 point. Down low to number 3, that is McAdams. He's up for 2, and it's good. Early start here for Ridgefield. 23-20 now our score. Cray with the basketball. Cray gets it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers in the corner to Gavin Boddy for 3. It's no good. And it hits the top of the backboard, and it will go out of bounds off the hands of the Bears. back on offense. Archer with the basketball. Archer comes across the timeline. 7:32 to play in the third quarter. He gets it to McDaniels. McDaniels with it. Gets it over to number five. That's Streisner. Streisner gives it down low. Gave it outside to Carl. Carl gets it tipped away and stolen by Gavin Boddy, and he's immediately fouled by Carl. And that will be Carl's first foul. So Nathaniel Rogers will inbound the basketball here. Rogers gets it into Cray. Cray comes across the timeline. Cray at the top of the key. Gets it over to Nathaniel Rogers. He's going to fire a three. It's good. Nathaniel Rogers for three, and that gives him his sixth point of the game. And they have both came behind that three-point line. That puts the Bears tied up at 23 now with 6:56 to play in the third quarter. Carl with the basketball. He'll drive inside, mid-range jumper up for two, no good, and pulled down by Andrew Jones for the Bears. He gets it, stolen away by Streisner, trying to get it to Gavin Boddy. Streisner drives all the way to the basket, puts it up for two, no good, gets his own rebound, and we've got on the floor. Coach Godwin not happy about that one. They wanted the charge. Brayden Cray had set up for it down low. I'm not sure he got set in time, but they're going to call it a foul on Cray. And we have an and-one shot from Streisner. Coach Godwin talking it over with the official. He's letting him have it over there. Streisner's free throw up on the way. It's no good. Sat on the rim there for a little bit. They got their own rebound. Down to Streisner. Now outside to McDaniels for three. It's good. McDaniels for three. And that gives him 5-28-23. Our score now 6:26 to play in the third quarter. Cray with the basketball. He's across the timeline. Needs some help. He's fouled by Streisner now. That is Streisner's first foul. And Nathaniel Rogers will inbound it again. He gets it out to Cray. Now over to Boddy. Back to Cray. Back to Boddy. Boddy across the timeline. Gets it up to Jones. Jones gives it to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers fakes out the three. Back to Cray now. Cray at the top of the key. Back over to Rogers. He's going to put up a three. It's no good. Gavin Boddy with the offensive rebound. Back up for two, and it's good. Boddy with nine tonight. He leads all scorers. Actually, no, Streisner has 10. Boddy leads the Bears anyway with nine. Back on offense, Archer with it here. 28-25 our score. Richfield back on offense. Carl going to pop a deep three. It's no good. And it's pulled down by Andrew Jones. Jones gets it up to Cray. Cray coming way down the floor, going to drive all the way to the basket. But we've got an offensive foul called on Brayden Cray. Offensive foul called on Brayden Cray, and that is his second foul. Mammoth fans up on their feet about that one. They don't like it. 28-25, our score, 5:34 to play in the third quarter. McDaniels gets it over to Carl. Carl comes to the top of the key, gets it over to McDaniels. McDaniels still with the basketball, tries to get it over to Streisner, almost stolen away. Streisner gets it down low to McAdams. He's fouled on the shot as he drove straight to the basket. And they will call that on number 10, Nathaniel Rogers. That'll be his second foul now. And that sends number 3, McAdams, to the free throw line for two free throws here. 28-25, still our score. First free throw up on the way, and it's good. McAdams' fifth point there. He's got a chance at six here. McAdams shoots his second, and it's good. And he has six now. 30-25 our score. Bears trail it back by five. We had this tied up at one point, and the Bears looking to tie it back up here after the two-possession ball game now. They get it in the corner to Blake Rogers. Rogers gets it back to Jones. Jones drives inside, puts it up off the glass, no good. And it's off the hands of the Bears out of bounds. Almost had the offensive rebound, but it will roll off his hands out of bounds, and it will be Richfield basketball. Odell going to check in here for the Bears. Blake Rogers going to take his seat on the bench. Archer with it. Coach Godwin still arguing with the referee here. Archer gets it over to Streisner. Streisner outside. Gets it back to Archer. Archer gets it down low to Streisner. Good play by them. Streisner was wide open under the basket, and that gets him 12 now. 4:36 to play in the third quarter, 32-25 our score. Cray with the basketball. Got to get across the timeline. Cray finally gets across it, and they get it in the corner to Odell. Odell in the corner, closest to me here on the visitor side of the floor, and he's fouled by there by Carl. Carl, that's his second foul. And Odell will inbound it here. Odell gets it into Cray. Cray with 4:22 to play in the third quarter. Gets it to Odell, back to Cray. Cray dribbles near the top of the key. And now he's going to drive inside. Cray drives straight to the basket, off the glass. His shot no good. And it's pulled down by Archer. A 7-point lead for Richfield, and now they've got the basketball. 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Streisner still with it here. Streisner calls out his play. Streisner drives inside, puts it up for two on the mid-range jumper. No good, but it's rebounded by number two. That's Carl. And they get it back outside to Archer. Archer sets up the offense. Archer guarded by Nathaniel Rogers. He drives inside, back outside to McDaniels for three. It's off the rim, no good. Garrett Odell with the rebound. They put it up the floor to number 15, Gavin Boddy. Boddy drives all the way to the basket, puts it up for two, and it's good. Boddy with his 11th point tonight. That brings the Bears back within five now, 32-27 with 3:20 to play in the third quarter. Number one, Archer with it here. Archer gets it over to McDaniels. McDaniels going to set up the offense as he gets it over to Archer. Now over to Carl. Carl gets it to number three. That's McAdams. McAdams in the corner to McDaniels. McDaniels dribbles toward the top of the key. And McDaniels now going to drive inside. He's fouled on his path to the basket. And they call that on Braden Cray, his third foul. And got to be careful now. 2 minutes left in the third quarter, 2:55. They get it into Streisner, now outside to number three. That is McAdams. No, excuse me, that is Carl, his number three. And that gets him 8 points in the ball game tonight, and the Bears turn over the basketball. They tried to get a pass up the floor. Looked like it tried to go to Nathaniel Rogers, but it rolls out of bounds and will be a turnover on the Bears. Coach Godwin telling his kids, get the head back in the ball game. I got to agree with him. Bears have lost their focus here in the late third quarter. 35-27 our score. 2:34 to play in the third quarter. Nick Daniels with the basketball. Daniels drives all the way to the basket, puts it up for two, and he's fouled. His shot no good, but we'll head to the free throw line. A foul called on Andrew Jones, his second foul. And again, that sends number four McDaniels to the free throw line. McDaniels with 5 points tonight, has a chance at seven. His first one up on the way, and it's good. He's got one more coming here. Got a sub checking in. Andrew Jones going to check out as number 33, Blake Rogers, will check back in. McDaniels' second free throw up on the way. It is good. McDaniels with seven now. Number 15, Gavin Boddy with the basketball. He gets it up to Cray. Now over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers over to Cray at the top of the key. Drives inside straight to the basket. Outside to Blake Rogers for three. It's no good and pulled down by McAdams. McAdams will bring it up the floor. Gets it over to number five. That's Streisner. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 37-27 our score. Bears back down by 10. Had it within one at halftime and actually tied it up at 23. The Bears have only scored 4 points since that point in the third quarter. McDaniels with the basketball. Gets it down low to Streisner. He's up for two, and it's good. Timeout called by the Bears. They're one to talk things over with a minute 48 to play in the third quarter. 39-27 our score. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. Again, their host of the 1A3 District Tournament. Want to say thanks to some of your beer boosters helping you bring the ball game tonight. Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Foreshore's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, First Baptist Church of West Plains, or excuse me, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Clary Funeral Home in Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton. They get it down the floor to Blake Rogers. Rogers puts it up for two and in. Blake Rogers with his first 2 points of the game, and that brings the Bears back within 10, 39-29 our score with a minute 28 to play in the third quarter. Archer with the basketball at the top of the key. Archer guarded by Nathaniel Rogers. He'll set up the offense. Archer gives it over to McDaniels. McDaniels stands at midfloor. They might try to hold her here for the final shot with a minute 12 left to play in the third quarter. McDaniels talks it over with his coach. He's way out past the top of the key at midfloor. 58 seconds to play now. 39-29 our score. McDaniels gets it down low to number 5, Strasener. They're on the floor for it and got a foul called on Braden Cray. That is Braden Cray's fourth foul. Got to be careful now. And we got a sub checking in here. Andrew Jones checking in for Braden Cray. And he'll take a seat on the bench with four fouls here. 50.6 seconds left in the game, or in the third quarter. They get it outside to McDaniels, and now got another foul called on Blake Rogers. That is Rogers' first foul of the game. And now they have entered the bonus. So that will send McDaniels to the free throw line for two here. As number 33 again, Blake Rogers picks up the foul. McDaniels with 7 points in this game tonight. He's had a pretty good performance so far. And he's got two free throws here. Perhaps two free throws. His first one up on the way, and it's good. McDaniels makes his first one. He has 8 now. Another one coming here. McDaniels, second free throw up on the way, and it's good. He has 9 tonight now, and that's increased their lead to 41-29 with 43 seconds left in the third quarter. Nathaniel Rogers gets it out to Body. Body gets it over to Blake Rogers. Blake Rogers back to Body. Body outside near the wing gets it down low to Andrew Jones, and it's stolen away by number 3, McAdams. McAdams gets it up to Strasener, and he'll bring it up the floor. He comes across the timeline. Strasener with an absolutely perfect performance tonight. He's had 14 and has handled the ball well for him as well. Strasener still with it here, down to 13 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Strasener still with it. He's at the top of the key. Strasener gets it out to number 2. That's Carl. Carl outside near the free throw line gets it down low to Strasener with 2 seconds left. He shoots a shot. No good. And that's the end of our first quarter. We've got a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Bears, or well, an official held up his hand. They're not going to call a foul, and that's the end of our third quarter. 41-29, our score. Bears trail it here. We're going to take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And we're back here at the Hillcrest High School, host of the 1A3 District Tournament, and we're back underway. Braden Cray has re-entered the ballgame for the Mammoth Spring Bears, and they've got the basketball. Nathaniel Rogers' mid-range jumper is no good and pulled down by Carl. Caro will push it up the floor to Streisinger. Now up to Archer, who's going to launch a long three, and it's no good. Pulled down by Jones, and he's fouled, and it will be headed toward the Bears. They're going to call that on Caro. That will be his third foul. 41-29 our score. Bears back with the basketball now with 7:38 to play in the fourth quarter. Cray will come across the timeline up to Jones. Now up to Boddy. Boddy outside near the wing. Boddy gets it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers outside, thought about the three, gets it back to Cray. Cray now to Nathaniel Rogers at the top of the key. Now to Blake Rogers. Rogers near the wing, gets it back to number 32, Andrew Jones. Now to Rogers. Nathaniel Rogers over to Cray. Cray mid-range jumper near the free throw line is good. Braden Cray with his eighth point after that one. That puts the Bears back within 10, 41-31 our score. 7:04 to play in the fourth quarter. Number 4, McDaniels with the basketball. He gets it over to Archer. Archer guarded by Nathaniel Rogers and tipped away by the Bears. Cray has it after a bad pass there, and they skip it up to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers drives to the basket, puts it up for two, and it's good. Good steal there by Braden Cray and chunks it up the floor to Nathaniel Rogers. That gets the Bear an easy two. 41-33 now our score. Bears looking to make a comeback with a good stance on defense last time. Archer with it here. Archer gets it over to McDaniels. Now across to Carl. Carl wide open for three in the corner. No good. And it's pulled down by Blake Rogers. Rogers pushes it up the floor to Cray. Cray across the timeline outside. Cray drives all the way to the basket. Gets it up to Andrew Jones. And he's fouled and will head to the free throw line for two here. They call that on Carl, his fourth foul. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Richfield Christian wants to talk things over. 41-33 our score with 6:15 left in the fourth quarter. Timeout taken. We'll take it with them back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection. So come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School, set for our fourth quarter. We're actually halfway through the fourth quarter, out of the timeout. 41-33 our score, 6:15 left in the fourth quarter. Andrew Jones at the free throw line for his two free throws here. They called that foul on number two, Carl, with four fouls now. Andrew Jones takes his first one, and he's got five now. Got a chance at six right here. Jones with it. And it is up and good. Andrew Jones with his sixth point tonight after that free throw. We got a sub coming in here. Andrew Jones going to check out. Curtis Michaels going to check back in. So with 6:15 left in the fourth quarter, Bears have pulled it back within six now, 41-35. Bear fans wanted to walk after trying to bring it up the floor. Streisinger almost walked with the basketball. Not sure if he really did there. Bear fans wanted it nonetheless. Back on offense now with Richfield Christian. Streisinger with the basketball. Streisinger gets it over to Archer. Archer gets it over to McAdams. Now to McDaniels. Back to McAdams and over to number one, Archer. Archer gets it to McAdams. Back to Archer now. 5:43 to play in the fourth quarter. Back over to McAdams. McAdams back to Archer. Archer over to Streisinger. Now over to McAdams. McAdams back to Archer. And back to McAdams now. 41-35 our score. 5:26 left in the fourth quarter. Back to Streisinger. Now back to McAdams. They are absolutely wasting the clock here. Coach Godwin going to have to do something about this. They're going to run the clock out here on their side of the floor. Streisinger back with the basketball guarded by Blake Rogers. He gets it down low to Carl. Carl gets his shot blocked by number 23, Curtis Michaels. Streisinger gets it back, though, Now to McAdams, down low to McDaniels, and Curtis Michaels gets another steal there. Good job by Michaels on the defensive end of the floor, and the Bears are back on offense now. Nathaniel Rogers with the basketball. Rogers picks up his dribble, needs some help, gets it to Michaels. Now back to Rogers. Rogers going to launch a three. It's no good, and it's pulled down by number 15, Boddy. Boddy back up for two, and a foul. Gavin Boddy went up for two there, and he got fouled, and we'll head to the free throw line now with that one. They call that on number 5, Strasener, and that is his second one. Gavin Boddy with a absolutely impressive move there. And that gives Gavin his 14th point after the end one right there. 41-38 now. Bears have brought it back within three with 4:40 to play in the fourth quarter. McDaniels with the basketball. McDaniels gets it to McAdams. Now back to Archer. Archer back to McDaniels, and he's guarded by Blake Rogers. McDaniels with it here. 41-38 again, our score. Now back to Archer. Archer still with it here. Archer skips it down low to Carl. Carl going to shoot a mid-range jumper. His hooker no good. And it'll be pulled down by number 15, Gavin Boddy. Boddy across the timeline. 4:05 to play in the fourth quarter. They get it outside to Nathaniel Rogers. Tipped out of bounds by number 2. That is Carl. And it will be Bear basketball. Andrew Jones and Braden Craig going to check in here as number 33, Blake Rogers, and number 23, Curtis Michaels, check out. Nathaniel Rogers gets it into Jones. Now back to Rogers. Rogers on the midcourt line outside. Back to Craig now. Coach Godwin calling out his play. They get it outside to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers gets it outside to Odell. Odell pops a three. It's off the rim. No good. But it's rebounded by number 15, Gavin Boddy, and it'll roll out of bounds before the Bears have a chance to get on it. And it will be Bear basketball. Or excuse me, it will be Warrior basketball. Cray and Jones now going to check in or check out. And we've got Blake Rogers and Curtis Michaels back in. Both of those, I believe, are in foul trouble. Well, Jones is not. Don't know why you wouldn't have him in on the defensive end, but folks, I'm not a coach. Back on offense now, 3:24 to play in the fourth quarter, 41-38 our score. Bears trail it by three, Richfield with the basketball. And gets it knocked away by Garrett Odell, almost had the basketball, but Archer recovers it there. Archer gets it over to McDaniels. McDaniels gets it down low to number 5, Strasener. Strasener shoots his shot, no good, and it's pulled down by Gavin Boddy. Boddy brings it up the floor. We've got a timeout called. Mammoth Spring wants to talk it over. We'll take it with them. Bears lead at 41-38. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And back here at the Hillcrest High School, getting our score 41-38 with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I'll go ahead and point out this stat. I haven't noticed this yet, but Richfield is yet to score a point here in the fourth quarter. Bears have held them to zero, and we've got 2:57 left before the game is over. Cray with the basketball at the top of the key. Gets it outside to Blake Rogers. Rogers steps just inside the three-point line. Gets it outside to Boddy in the corner. Boddy gets it over to Cray. He's outside here. Gray with the basketball. Gets it over to number 33, Blake Rogers. Now to Jones. Jones over to Nathaniel Rogers. Now over to Boddy. Boddy gets it over to Cray. Cray outside. Cray drives inside, loses the basketball, and he's fouled. They're going to call that on Archer. That is Archer's first foul. And so that sends Braden Cray to the free throw line for the 1-1 here now. Got a few subs checking in here. Mikhail Cray, Odell, and Michael's going to check in. Number 33, Blake Rogers, Nathaniel Rogers, and looks like number 32, Andrew Jones, going to check out. Braden Cray's first free throw up and good. He's got 9 tonight. We've got another one coming here. It's up on the way. It is good. Braden Cray with 10 now. 41-40, our score, folks. We're under 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere. We've got a ball game, a good ball game in the makings here. Archer with the basketball, almost stolen away by Garrett Odell, and they're going to call him for a foul. Garrett Odell, his first foul. And that will send number one Archer to the free throw line. You got the three that just checked in, checking back out. Odell Cray, Mikhail Cray, and number 23, Curtis Michaels. You got Blake Rogers, Nathaniel Rogers, and Andrew Jones back in the ballgame. Archer, free throw up on the way. It's good. Archer with 4. Got a chance at 5 after this one. It's up and good. That's one guy you do not want to foul for the rest of the fourth quarter here. He is absolutely perfect from the free throw line tonight. Braden Cray with the basketball, gets it outside to Blake Rogers. Rogers steps inside, mid-range jumper up and good. Blake Rogers only has 4 tonight, but that's a big play there by him to put the Bears back with him. 1 now, 43-42 with a minute 57 to go in the fourth quarter. They get it into McDaniels. McDaniels outside to number 5, Strasener. Strasener fouled on his path to the basket. They'll call it on the floor. They call that on Blake Rogers, number 33, his second foul of the game. And Strasener heads to the free throw line. He's really another one you don't want to put on the free throw line, but out of the 5 here, he's probably the one that should be on the free throw line tonight. First one up on the way, it is good. Mark my words. 44-42 now our score with a minute 51 to go in the fourth quarter. Strasener has another one coming here from the 1-1. His second one up on the way. It is good. Strasener with 16 tonight, and he's got just as many as he did in the first quarter, 16. He had 8 at halftime. 45-42 our score. Bears trail it by 3. Minute 43 to play in the fourth quarter. Blake Rogers with the basketball. He gets it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Now over to Boddy. Boddy outside near the wing. Boddy steps just inside the three-point line. His jumper no good, and it's pulled down by McDaniels. McDaniels will bring it up the floor, and we've got a timeout called by Ridgefield Christian. Timeout called. We'll take it with them. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. Our score coming out of the timeout, 45-42 with a minute 29 to play in the fourth quarter. Got a good ball game right here. It'll be Ridgefield basketball. They will inbound it right to Archer. He is guarded directly by Mikhail Cray. And, folks, if you've watched the Bears basketball team all season and it's a close game, Mikhail Cray is going to be in that game guarding somebody close, and he can downright take the ball away. Archer still with the basketball here, trapped in the corner, needs some help, and we've got another timeout called by Ridgefield. 45-42 our score, a minute 13 left in the fourth quarter. We'll take it with them back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
So with a minute 13 left here in the fourth quarter, 45-42 our score. Bears trail it by three. Ridgefield has the basketball after the timeout called. They get it into number two. That is Carl. Carl gets it over to McDaniels, and he's guarded by number 30, Garrett Odell. They get it down low to Strasener, and under the basket to number three, McAdams, and it's tipped by Mikhail Cray, and we've got a foul called, and I think that will go against Cray, number 34, that's right. PA speaker called out 44. That's number 34, Mikhail Cray, his first foul. And McDaniels heads to the free throw line for the one. Well, actually, no, they're in the double bonus now, so he'll get two for sure free throws. McDaniels free throw, first one up on the way. It is good. McDaniels with 10 now, and that puts them ahead by four. 46-42 our score. A minute 02 left in the fourth quarter. You got number 34, Mikhail Cray. Number 33, Blake Rogers. And number 23, Curtis Michaels checking out. And you got the same three that just came back in, back in the ballgame. McDaniel's second free throw is good. He's got 11, 47-42 our score now with 58 seconds to go in the ballgame. Body gets it over to Cray. Cray outside, drives just inside the three-point line, picks up his dribble, now outside to Odell. Down to 49 seconds, gets it over to Jones in the corner. Back to Odell, back to Jones. Jones back to Odell. Odell at the top of the key, gets it over to number 15, Gavin Boddy. He head to the free throw line. He missed his shot, but he'll get two here. 47-42, our score. Got a chance to bring it back within three now with these two free throws. They call that foul on number one, Archer, and that is his second foul. That first free throw up and good from Boddy. Boddy having a good night so far. Well, he's had a good night pretty much since the start of the second quarter. He has 15. And got a chance at one more here. Boddy's second free throw up on the way. It's good. Boddy with 16 brings him back within three. 47-44 our score. 36 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Archer breaks the press. Archer outside here. Got to get some stop. Archer. And he's fouled instantly there by Garrett Odell as soon as he gets across the midcourt line. So now the longest 27 seconds in basketball starts in the fourth quarter. And the foul game has started as well. That's the second foul called on number 30. That is Garrett Odell, his second foul. And Archer scores his first free throw. Got one more coming here. 48-44 our score. 27 seconds exactly to go here in the fourth quarter. Archer second up on the way, and it's good. He's got seven. Timeout called by Ridgefield Christian. I want to take this time to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Beer boosters. That includes the Cleary Funeral Home and Thayer Mammoth Spring at Alton, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Carter Funeral Home and Thayer in West Plains, Porcelain's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton and Thayer in Alton, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. The Mammoth Spring Bear sponsors this year includes Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, FNBC Community Bankers, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring, Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Spring School District. All the folks helping bring you the ball game tonight here on K-Country 95. All right, so folks, we were telling you about the bracket. You know, due to the power outage last night, games got shuffled around. We're playing the two semifinals games tonight. We will play the finals. Girls game start at 1. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will be played at 1. We'll have that game for you on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. And depending on this last 22 seconds here, the Bears could be in that second championship game. Braden Cray drives to the basket, up for 2, and it's good. Cray has 12 now, and we've got a timeout called by Mammoth Spring. We'll take it with them back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School, host of the 1A3 District Tournament. 49-46 our score, folks. We've got an excellent finish in store. Don't go anywhere. 17.1 seconds left in the game. Richfield Christian with the basketball, and Archer is immediately fouled. And he's fouled by Mikhail Cray. That is Cray's second in the game. And that will send number one Archer to the free throw line. 4-2 here. Mikhail Cray, got to be careful. If he's the one committing the fouls, you got to tell him. Somebody's got to tell him. You can't intentionally foul the person you're going after. Can't make it look like that anyway. He absolutely, I mean, grabbed the waist of Archer and almost threw him to the floor. Got to be careful there. Archer's first free throw up and good. Got another one coming here. 15 seconds to go. They've got a 4-point lead. Archer's second free throw is missed. Now you got to get it down the floor. Cray with it across the timeline. Cray drives all the way to the basket, puts it up off the glass. No good. And we've got a foul headed the other way. And that may be the dagger right there you need to head to the championship game for Ridgefield. And that foul called on Andrew Jones, number 32. And that would be his third foul. Good game nonetheless for these Mammoth Spring Bears. These free throws pretty much decided all here. Carl at the free throw line for 2. Carl's first one up on the way. It's good. Carl has 9 tonight. He's got a chance at double figures right here. Coach Godwin telling his boys, got to get it down the floor and get up a shot of some kind. Carl misses his free throw. Push it down the floor up to Gavin Boddy. Boddy with 4 seconds to play. Shoots a 3-pointer. It's off the rim. No good. That will be the end of the game. Our final score here tonight, 51-46. The Richfield Warriors have knocked off the Mammoth Spring Bears, and they will play in the district championship tomorrow afternoon after the girls game at 1 o'clock. They'll play Mark Tree. Mark Tree will be a good matchup there for Ridgefield Christian. Again, our final here tonight, 51-46. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, at the end of the ball game, our final score, 51-46. The Bears fall in a really close ball game. Bears struggled at the start of the end of the, or at the start of the first quarter. At the end of the first quarter, our score 14-3. At the end of second quarter at halftime, 21-20. Bears brought it back with them 1. Richfield Christian went on a really good run to end the third quarter, 41-29. And that was the end of the third. And then at the end of the fourth quarter here tonight, our final score 51-46. Bears fall in the semifinal round of the district tournament, the 1A3 district tournament hosted here by the Hillcrest High School. Taking a look at some final stats here. As for the Richfield Christian Warriors, Streisner finished the ballgame tonight with 16 points. McDaniels had 11. Carl had 9. Archer had 8. And McAdams had 6. On the other side of the score sheet for the Mammoth Spring Bears, Bonnie led them with 16 points. He was tied for Streisner for the leading score position. Braden Cray had 12, Nathaniel Rogers had 8, Andrew Jones had 6, and Blake Rogers finished with 4 on the night here again in the semifinal round of the 1A3 district tournament. That's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight. Bear basketball on the radio been brought to you in part by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains.
Let me interrupt you there real quick before you go over the sponsors. Let's talk about the broadcast schedule for tomorrow. Again, on K-Country 95, we'll have the Class 3 District 10 first-round game from Houston, Missouri. That'll be the Thayer Lady Bobcats taking on the Liberty Lady Eagles. That game's set for 1 o'clock. Mike Grace will have that game on K-Country 95. And then you'll be back down at Hillcrest High School for the finals of the 1A3 district tournament as the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears take on the Hillcrest Screaming Lady Eagles. That's right, isn't it, Hayden?
That's right, yep.
Okay. All righty. Thank you very much.
Very good. There you hear Tim Ekman back there at the studio with the schedule for tomorrow. Join us on The Gift tomorrow at 1 o'clock for Lady Bear Basketball. Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball tonight been brought to you in part by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, FNBC Community Bankers, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Spring School District all helping you bring the ball game tonight. For Tim back at the studio, we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Ecom Sports Network.